Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about prosperity, money, abundance, all for the month of July. It feels right. I think I've already done a show recently on, I think the last show we did was on self-value. So yes, we were already going in that direction. I don't know if it was actually in, I'm pretty sure it was the beginning of July. No, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In case you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams around their finances, around their career, around that business they've been dreaming of starting, that creative project they've been thinking of launching and monetizing, finding love. Any dream that you have, I can help you manifest it into form. I don't think dreams are just something that are within us, right? I remember when I was a kid and I was a brilliant fucking little kid because I didn't know anything about like vision boarding, but I was staying at my grandma's in like the deep South Arkansas. Well, I guess that's not super deep South, but like it feels deep South when you're from California, but backwoods Arkansas. And we would go every summer and stay for quite a bit of time, my brother and I. And I would go through her Sears catalogs and her JCPenney's catalogs, and I would cut out things. And I would put them in a book. And so one day, and I keep it kind of hidden, and one day my grandma saw it. And my grandma was pretty metaphysical, but I think just life, it kind of made her a little more jaded. And she's like, oh, is that a wish book? And like in my mind, like my like wise kid mind, which I wish I had never separated from because I have to relearn this stuff every day. As I was cutting those things out, even though I'm a kid, I don't have any money. I don't have, I'm not an adult, right? Like I was cutting out things I'd want for my children. The most when I thought I wanted children, I was cutting out things that I wanted for my home. And I believed that it was real, right? And so what happens with our dreams and our desires is that some adult will come through who's had their experiences and they will poo-poo our ideas. And then we carry that into adulthood and we wonder why things don't work the way we want them to work. Well, A, we're wrestling against those limiting beliefs that we picked up from childhood. Those adults were not making them wrong, but they've embedded in us that no, this isn't possible, right? So then we have this desire bubbling inside of us that we keep telling ourselves, no, it isn't possible. No, it's not possible. It's a pipe dream. It's a pipe dream. Well, I created a business using the universal laws, using spiritual practice, using personal development, where I help you live out those dreams. Because I believe if you desire it, it is more than possible for you. And there's some work that's to be done so it can manifest into form. And I help you do that work, cleaning up the consciousness, taking the action, being consistent with that action, staying razor sharp focused towards what you want, giving you a space to talk about the things on your heart. You know, this weekend I was struggling with some things. They weren't making sense consciously and psychically in my own personal life. And so as I was sitting with it, I was like, gosh, and I say this all the time, I wish I had me to talk to because I can't see my stuff as clearly as I can see it for everybody else. And so I realized this is why I exist, because there are people who are working through an issue in their life, trying to make a decision from the most soulful place within them, from the place that's most in alignment with their truth. They're probably battling against some limiting programming that they're not fully conscious yet that it's limiting programming. We're usually believing that stuff is to be true until we disprove it. And they're trying to move forward from the most soulful place within them while probably in a place where they're trying to solve a problem in their life. And wouldn't it be great if you could just talk it through? Well, that's what I do. I help you talk it through. I help you clean up the energy around it. I help you get to a place where it manifests into form rapidly. I know all things about manifestation. So if you are ready to go to the next level, plus I have this razor sharp intuition and spirit guides that talk to me and I download constant information for you. If you are ready to have an energy in your life that churns and inspires and keeps you pointed in the direction of your prosperity and your success and your greatest good, then consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out my single session. I'm one of the very few coaches that have single sessions, and many intuitives do. I have a single session, 60 to 90 minutes. Information for that is on my website. If you're on my email list, depending on how long you've been on that email list, you got a 50% summer special. It's only available to people who are on my list. So you can get a session for 50% off if you're on the list. So if you're not, get on the list, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. One-time offer for the summer. And let's see. So I got a single session. I also have a money intuitive coaching single session. Of course, I have some package options. If you listen to the program, I've talked about that a lot. And I also have a spot open for my seeker circle. I've decided to expand that a bit for the summer months. I'm working on a novel, so I'm appropriating my time in a little bit different way, and I have space for another Seeker Circle member. So consider that. Those are daily intuitive messages sent to your inbox every day for 12 weeks. Well, it's sent on a Monday, but they're for the whole week for 12 weeks. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, that was I really went into that but I was teaching and pitching at the same time, right? So what did we learn from that? All things are possible. Biblically, we see that. Matter of fact, I could pull out scripture. That's what I do in my spare time because I'm a freaking spiritual nerd. Is I was going through scriptures, outlining that all things are possible. But let's talk about money. So the lesson here, if you've sat through this show, you want this lesson, this little bit on money. I learned this. Really, the only teacher out there I've heard talking about this in this way, who, thank God, right? Like if you've been following the show, you know I've been hyping her up because I have been studying money consciousness forever. I can honestly say to you that same little girl that was cutting pics out of the JCPenney's and Sears catalog has wanted to be rich for as long as I can remember. And so I've been studying all things around money for, again, as long as I can remember. And the first person to bring up this concept I'm going to share with you is Amanda Francis around restriction does not work. You ready? We're gonna talk now. Get your notepad because this is huge and I have to spread it and I have to cite where I've heard it. So Amanda Francis was the first teacher, and I've studied lots of teachers around money, but I mean, I'm going to continue to study, so I might come across somebody else who's also said it, but now you're hearing me say it to you. Restriction does not work. If you pick up any mainstream financial wisdom, and you've probably been hearing it forever. It was cultivated by typically men. So I've heard Susie Orman say something along these lines, but well, of course, she says it all the time. But Susie was, you know, her background is finance. She, you know, she worked for one of the big financial houses for many years. It is, and that is a business, right? Financing, investing, that is a business. They are convincing you to not spend on other things so you can set aside money to invest in these funds, which they earn money off of. And so with that being born was this belief, this God-like wisdom, and I'm putting God's in quotes, that the way to get ahead financially is to restrict yourself. So how does this look? You know what I'm talking about. It's like the latte theory. Like if you cut back on your latte, you can be a millionaire. Let's see what else. don't do this. so you can have a great retirement. Don't do this so that you can have more money in savings. Again, those are all financial institutions who are, you know, if we're talking about just the everything is marketing, guys. So we've taken on this wisdom that is the way to be rich. Okay, is there some theory to it? Sure. If you keep putting money away and you don't spend anything, you put it away and you put it away and you put it away, it will accumulate and there'll be a number there. But will you feel rich? And this is where the laws of the universe come into play. Some people will. They you know, some people can wrap their heads around feeling prosperous and not getting to do all the things they enjoy and having a shit ton of money in the bank. Like, they can wrap their head around that. I don't think that's across the board wisdom. Also, I think when we go into restriction, just very much like what we see in the diet industry, when we go into restriction, it creates a vibration of I am wrong. Just by the nature of it. Like, if you were in restriction when you were a kid, you got in trouble. You were wrong. You misbehaved, right? It was punishment. So restriction, I think our subconscious response to that is that we're wrong, we're bad. So of course, then we're vibrating at that frequency. If we are vibrating at that frequency, we are only going to attract situations that make us feel wrong, bad, ashamed. Oh, I spent that extra dollar, right? It really can get to that point, right? I know if you're on any type of restrictive eating plan, like, when you're counting your bites, and believe me, there have been lots of times in my life where I count my bites, and to some degree, I still do, because I am a highly sensitive person that uses food to ground. And so I am aware of my consumption in that way. So I'm not making that wrong if you do that. But again, it's the mindset behind it, right? And so restriction does not work when it comes to money. I am finding that it does not lead fully and completely to prosperity. Now, with that being said, I did tell you that there are a group of people who can totally get their mind around it. But I would be willing to venture that most people that listen to this program, restriction is going to feel like a death sentence, because you are constantly feeling wrong, bad, because you want to be a good person. And so you want to do the right thing with money. And so then you don't do these things so you can have these things. So here's the solution. So I heard Amanda talk about it. And she's the first person that's kind of said, that's crazy. And it is. Just by the nature of it, it's crazy to think that that's going to lead to a prosperous life. If we know that energy is a thing, that what we believe and what we think and what we feel and what we say and what we do becomes our reality. So if we're in restriction mode and we're telling ourselves we can't, as you learned, I did a show a couple weeks ago on I can't and the vibration of I can't, just by the nature of that phrase, just by the nature of restriction, it puts you in a lower vibrational state. So how do we fix this? You start to focus on overflow. And this is the mindfuck of it all, friends. Remember, I believe this restriction philosophy was created by essentially the banking system, the financing system. Those are industries, right? They want your money to be in these places. They make money off of your money being in these places. Okay, we get that. But here's the flip side. If you are focused on, okay, I'm just going to cut back on a latte to get rich or to feel prosperous or to not struggle financially. If you are focused on that, and remember, I am talking to, I know intuitively most of my audience is either female, a person of color, or a person who is in a marginalized community, disability, right? All of us people, right? If we take that perspective where we are making ourselves wrong when we're not saving, essentially, and restricting our spending. The last thing we're thinking about is earning more. And if we're not thinking about earning more, we're not going to go to our employer and say, it's time for a raise, and here's why. So I'm not all into conspiracy theories, but it's pretty convenient. Like, if somebody did invent this, and I do believe there are a lot of there are a lot of conversations in our world that happen in rooms among people, and then it becomes our way of doing things. And one of them, I think, is around money. Matter of fact, it's in Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill. I'm actually rereading. It's a part of my summer rereading. There is a whole section how, like, essentially, I think it was Schwab. How Schwab? I skip that part because I think Napoleon Hill. There's so much great wisdom in that book, like so much great wisdom. But some of the examples are just too dated for my consciousness. So I will give you that heads up. If you're going to read Think and Grow Rich, remember when it was written. Remember that he is a white man, and remember that he was a white man who, I think, he pretty much died poor or pretty close to poor. So he's writing about wealth, but he didn't, and he understood it, and he could see it, and he could teach it, but he couldn't, some part of him was still struggling with it, which happens, right? That's, you know, when you come to teach, you come to teach. So anyway, but essentially he tells a story about how a conversation at a party led to a whole industry, to the finance industry, or Schwab. S-C-W-A-B, Schwab, how that came into existence. So a lot of conversations happen that way. So, and I don't think they all happen and they conspire. I think they're like a little piece here, a little piece here, a little piece here. So if we tell everybody, don't do these things and just put more money into savings. Okay. And then the last thing they're thinking about is earning more. They're not going to ask for a raise. So what I appreciate about Amanda Francis in what she's teaching around money is that restriction is gross. That's my language. Codependency is gross. Restriction is gross. So restrictions is not helpful, and it doesn't serve you well, and it does not lead to what you want. It is not in vibrational alignment with abundance. It's not in vibrational alignment with prosperity. It is energetically not a match to you being rich, right? How convenient is that? We are taught something that is actually not even a vibrational match to being rich. It's not a vibrational match to abundance. It's actually going against the laws of the universe. Okay, so we've been tricked in that way. And then in that, once we're in that bubble, the last thing we're thinking about is, hey, I'm valuable. My skill set is valuable. I need to go and ask for a raise. And so what Amanda's teaching is overflow and more money than you know what to do with. These are her words. I like more than enough. This phrase I like. I like playing with more money than I know what to do with. I love that phrase, actually. I've been really playing with it. And it felt weird initially. Very weird saying it. Say it to yourself. More money than I know what to do with. Like, imagine yourself saying it to somebody, and you'll know where your limitations are if you kind of cringe a little bit. More money than I know what to do with. Like, imagine yourself saying it to your mom, saying it to your best friend. Like, oh my God, girl, I got more money than I know what to do with. Like, I had to like create a character to just be able to get it out of my mouth, right? Because it feels so foreign. More money than I know what to do with. More money than I know what to do with. But I want you to start playing with that idea and letting go piece by piece, because this was passed down to us from generation to generation. Restrict, 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 right? Because there's not enough money. But we already know by the nature of abundance, and this is one I want, if you don't know this yet, I want you to start embedding this one into your consciousness. Rock solid. There's more to build on top of, but lay this layer down in your consciousness and your subconscious mind. There is more than enough money on this fucking planet. more than enough money on this fucking planet. And you can get on a soapbox and say, oh, the unequal distribution of wealth. You can get on that soapbox. That's political. Fine. The soapbox I really want you to get on is that it's an energy thing. And you are in control of your energy. And it's based on what you will allow yourself to have. So a Jeff Bezos allows himself to have billions of dollars. All you have to do is start to allow yourself to have it. And the way you start to allow yourself to have it is to let go of the belief system that is based in restriction instead of based on earning. Because if you have more money than you know what to do with, you don't have to restrict for shit. If you want to pay down debt, you pay down debt, you save, you put money in your retirement, you put money away to buy a house, you put money away for that vacation, you spend comfortably, you eat well, you live well, you have a beautiful, amazing life. Did I forget one? Vest. I think that's everything, right? Spend, save, debt. But we're not taught to think that way, right? When you're taught to think under the restrictive model, again, you're not thinking of having more money than you know what to do with, earning more money than you know what to do with. And so here's the game I want you to start playing. There's many layers and ways you can come at this, but I'll walk you. So A, I want you to let go of all restrictive thinking. You can set a percentage for yourself in terms of how much you want to save. And you can play with that number. Don't get locked into it. You can go up. You can go down. You know, feel comfortable with wherever you're at in your life. Know that it's always more than enough. When you swipe your card or spend any amount of money, spend from a place of love. Spend from a place of joy. Spend from a place of this is what I want. As opposed to, I gotta make it all work in a budget, right? I think budgets can be helpful in just getting a sense of who you are instead of creating it as a form of restriction. So use budgets to kind of, this is the way I spend. Like, I'm pretty clear on the way I spend around. It took me, you know, I studied my spending habits for a pretty significant period of time at all, like, kind of levels, right? You know, times when I'm earning more, times when I'm earning less. Like, what are my spending habits no matter what? And so now I have a good sense of, like, this is what I spend on. And if I have the desire to spend more, I'm teaching myself right now that it's okay. Like, right, if I want, oh, there's a few more things I want in the grocery order. Okay, let's add more to it. Instead of what I had been doing was I would agonize, right? I've probably said it here on this podcast. Like, everybody in my life knows that, oh, I mean, putting a grocery order in, it's hours. If it's not, like, matter of fact, I was putting a grocery order in and it was taking so long that I was like, maybe I should just record this podcast real quick because it keeps coming up. It keeps coming up. Like, all the ideas for the podcast keep coming up. Let me go ahead and record it real quick. Yeah, like, grocery orders take me, like, sometimes 3 fucking days to get, you know, and I've split hairs, and, you know, I dated a man when I was in Los Angeles who was like, you are a crazy person in the grocery store. Because I'm looking at, like, prize points, and will I like that later, and I'm trying to pick things I love and then stay within a budget. Because so basically what I'm doing in those moments is the restrictive way of spending that I was brought up under is battling with my conscious new age abundance is real perspective on spending based on what I love. And that doesn't work. That's how you spend hours in the grocery store. So, or putting it 3 days, putting in an online grocery order. And it doesn't matter how long it takes you. It's all about how it makes you feel. So in that process, I'm very aware of the fact that I am starting to feel tight. And, you know, I've been doing this work long enough that I know even if my consciousness is battling with itself, you know, the old way of being, the limited way of being, and the prosperous way of being, I also know when it doesn't feel good, stop. So that's really why it takes me 3 days. It's that I'll stop until I feel good again. So if we know all these things, let's start applying it to money, because money is just an energy and it responds to us. So if you are feeling good about money, that creates a space within you for prosperity and abundance to grow. And the way you feel good about money is all up to you. The way you get to feeling good about money is all up to you. That's why I said, for some people, restriction probably works because it's like a game to them, right? Just like in the kink community, like there's some things that like people are like, ah, you find that sexy? There are people that get off on that, right? I think it's the same with it can be the same with like money. So like really restrict, but most people aren't running around wanting to be spanked, though there's no, I'm not opposed to that in any way, shape, or form. But what I'm saying is it might work for some people, but it doesn't work for everybody. And so find your own way, just the way you find your own sexual preferences. They come inherently from within you. And now I totally and completely believe that that is from within you. As it's illuminated within you, it sparks something. Same thing with money. So I say, go find your way of relating to money so that you, it is orgasmic every time. You know who you are around money, and stop seeing it as this restrictive thing unless that gets you off, right? And let go of the idea that you have to live within a certain income bracket. And I get it. For those of you that work jobs, it can feel that way. But money can come from a lot of different sources in a lot of different ways if you allow it. And so I would encourage you to be open and receptive to the idea of earning more. And just start playing with those numbers around what more would be for you. And, you know, I'm a fucking money geek when it comes to things. So I don't know if you know about this, but I have on my phone an app, an inflation app. And that's what they do. Like if I'm watching Mad Men, like at least once a year, I binge all the seasons of Mad Men. And if they bring up an amount of money, I'm like, okay, what? In 1964, $4 was what now, right? I'm obsessed with that. It's my jam. I'm not saying you have to be that way to be prosperous, but do know what's up in terms of inflation. So if you set an amount of money, say you're like, oh, well, if I had $1 million, well, what does $1 million really feel like? What would it look like if you actually had it? And when do you get it? Right? So that's why the inflation comes into place. Like, so maybe it's like, I want to retire with $1 million. Well, if you haven't looked at the inflation on that, is $1 million going to really be $1 million when you're ready to retire? Play with all of it. You and create your reality. Know all the nooks and crannies of how much you want to earn. Think of in bigger numbers, though. I'm saying this to my women. I'm saying this to my people of color. I'm saying this to my marginalized people. We are told we're not a part of the mainstream, which we really are. Like, I think in numbers we are. But lay it all down and start believing in bigger numbers for yourself. Start seeing in your mind's eye, start envisioning, start writing down, start playing with the idea of there being more money in all of your accounts. And this is one I was a bit resistant to for a long time, money in all of my accounts, because a friend of mine said it to me. She's a manifestor too. She's like, well, Amy, you just visualize the number you want in your accounts. And I was like, I don't understand that, right? Because my accounts go, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down constantly, like day to day sometimes, right? Like, oh, I got a lot of money today, oh, paid some bills, right? We get used to that cycle. But what if What if, Jen Sincero talks about this, I believe, in either her money book or You Are a Badass, about how she started to, my checking account doesn't go below this number. And she started to envision that. She started to believe that. She started to feel into that. And then it became her reality. Same thing. I want you to play with numbers being in your account. Play with it. Just play with it and see how it feels. Like, oh, I got this in my account. Oh, I got this in my account. What does that feel like? Oh, it's consistently this. And the more that you make it real, the more that it feels as done. And it has to feel as done on some level within you before it shows up. That is the catalyst for manifestation, is a sense, a being, a feeling, maybe a thought that it's done. Like you, a click. I call it a click. I'm always chasing my click. That click happens well before it manifests. So, but it's not far off. Like you have the click and then it shows up. Yeah, yesterday I had a click and I was like, well, where is it? And then like 8 hours later, it shows up. Oh my God, guys, like the manifestation is real and amazing and wonderful. And if you do all these practices, they actually work. So we're going to release restriction around money in every way, shape, or form. I want you to start seeing that there is a way in which you can live a life where there is more money than you know what to do with. Again, that is direct from Amanda Francis. Create your own phrase around it. But actually, one thing I've figured out about Amanda Francis phrases, they're so potent and so effective. Just fucking use them. Like, you know, my consciousness always wants to like rewrite affirmations so they feel more like me. But because money is such a hot button topic in our culture, and when I say hot button topic, meaning there isn't a lot of space where you can go and have a real soulful conversation about money where somebody else's shit is not coming up. I remember even in therapy, I told this to my mom recently. She's like, well, you know, can't you just talk to people, you know, in therapy? I was like, nobody talks. Like every time I brought up my stuff around money in therapy, psychology, because I'm a psychic, so I could see it. So let's go there. Like I can see it. But even if I weren't, immediately you get rushed with their guilt, their shame, their worries and fears and anxieties, and they're a practitioner and they know how to keep their stuff in check, but they couldn't even keep the gate closed when it came to discussions around money. And the stories are repetitive. Like every time I would bring it up, I had the same therapist that would retell a story around money, retell a story around money, exact story, right? And I kept seeing this over and over and over and over again, is that we are a culture that feels really, really uncomfortable talking about money. So I want to encourage you to be in the space of just accepting these affirmations as they are and playing with them in your consciousness, but don't rewrite them, because I think Amanda has got them rock solid on point. So more money than you know what to do with, more money than you know what to do with. More money than you know what to do with. And then I want you to think about having more, but earn from a place of earning more. And knowing money can come in from a lot of different places. And that one thing I know to be true about high earners, a lot of them are just willing to ask for more. So you want to be one of those people that ask for more. And so this is another Amanda Francis, which, you know, it's still charged for me. I've been using this one for 2 years and it's still charged. My work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. One more time. My work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. That is her affirmation. I've not heard anybody else use it outside of her. So I'm gonna assign it to her. You know, a lot of affirmations are circulating and like money loves you and you love money. I love money and money loves me. Those have been circulating in our culture for a while. But this one, I think this is where she's going next level on it. My work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. play, you can play with it, but I think for a period of time, just use it as is and then start to rewrite it so it feels like you. Yeah, that's what I would say around that. So being willing to ask for more, be willing to expect more, be willing to expect to be paid more, be willing to ask for more. Because if you think about it, you know, right now, if you, you know, if you live here in America, you probably are seeing that prices are on the rise for like everything. You know, it's kind of the aftermath of our pandemic. I mean, I think our pandemic's still going on, but from the first year of the pandemic. And so if the grocer can ask you for more, right? I think Prime, Amazon, I was telling somebody, I was like, basil is usually like $4.99, and Amazon, on the Amazon side, there's the Whole Foods side and there's the Amazon side, it was $6.80 or something. It's like, what? I know that's going to be like not even the best. Like, I would pay that for like, I love basil. I would pay that for like a really like beautiful, super fresh, but I knew it wasn't going to be. It's going to be what I normally buy. But if they can ask me for $3 more for my basil, then you can ask your employer, your customer, for more. Because as we start to move into a space where abundance is real, there is more than enough money on this planet for all of us to be really, 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 really fucking rich. As we start to believe that, as we start to live that way, that is what we will start to create. So energy does follow what we hold. That's the way I want to say that. Energy follows what we hold. So whatever we believe is what we're going to be thinking, and what we're thinking is what we're going to be feeling, and feelings are really potent in the manifestation process. And what we're feeling is typically going to dictate what we say, and it's going to dictate what the actions we're taking. What we say, I think, is kind of a mixed bag. So you'll find that I put that in different orders. That one is mine, because I do believe the words that we say, because so many people will be thinking one thing and say something differently. I don't live that way per se, but I know there was a period of time where I did. And I know a lot of people live that way, where they'll say one thing and they're thinking another. And so all of that creates an energetic vibration, and that creates our reality. So if we start to believe that there is more than enough, if we start to believe that we are worthy of massive compensation, if we start to believe that we have so much money that we don't even know what to do with it, that's the reality we will start to create. So let go of all of your restrictive thinking around money. Focus on earning more. Focus on having more and keeping more, and spending from a place of love as opposed to restriction. And know that money is always available to you, and there is always a way for money to show up in your life. There is always a way. There is always a way. All right. This is my first show in my series around money. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. You can book a session with me, and I do have a single money intuitive coaching session. So if you want to talk about your money stuff, you want to shift some energy around, you're noticing a financial pattern in your life, maybe there's a bill that just, you seem like you can't get it paid, or a piece of debt that just, it's making you feel bad all the time, but you can't seem to get rid of it, or it keeps coming back, or you're finding that you keep hitting the same income barrier, or every time you want to save for something, like a big purchase, like a home, something gets in the way and you're just feeling really tight and restrictive around something, around money, and you want to clean that energy up so you can welcome in all the money that you desire and all the things you want money to do in your life, then consider booking that money intuitive coaching session. It is there to serve you. And until next time, thank you for listening to this program. Hey, before we go, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe wherever you listen, but definitely subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I'm in conversations with them right now about making sure shows are updated appropriately. I don't see it on my end, but they're swearing to me that they are being updated. But what I do know solves the problem is if you just subscribe. So subscribe, sign up for my newsletter, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week, which those alone, if you didn't buy anything from me, you just use those messages and you're really intent about them and you really took it seriously and you did all the work around it and you let your consciousness upgrade in the process and you're doing your own work, those messages could change your life. So Monday, generally Wednesday, actually, Wednesday and Saturday, I send those messages. So sign up for that. And is there anything else I get to tell you? No. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Believe that you are worthy and deserving of abundance. You are worthy and deserving because you are a human in this time-space reality, and there are no restrictions on what you can have. It's only what we've been convinced, right? And remember, a whole legion of people for generations were enslaved because of essentially mind control. Yeah, there was some physical stuff there, but it was really just mind control, right? They got on that ship and they did these things, mind control, right? And so decide to take your mind back as it relates to your finances. Decide to take your heart back as it relates to money. Decide that you are in fact good no matter what. And decide that you are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. And then we can play. Then we can have a lot of fun. And then we can do good things. We wouldn't even have to start all these organizations because everybody be good, right? I have no desire. This is my encore. So my friends and I, we talk about like all the little, the things we do with our wealth, things we will do with our wealth. And they're like, oh, I'm going to start a nonprofit and I'm going to do this thing. And I'm like, I am not. Nope. I will write checks. I will check. But now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that's why I'm not going to start anything. Because if we really start to become an abundant planet and every individual starts to step into their power and starts to acknowledge their greatness and starts to use their gifts, skills, and talents, we wouldn't need all these frickin' organizations. Because people would be able to take care of themselves. We came to this planet to be able to take care of ourselves. And yes, we are in community with one another, but we cannot serve the collective if we cannot serve ourselves. So spend more time with that, my friends. And I want to serve you in that in every way. So keep coming back. Keep coming back to this podcast. I'm going to give you every piece of wisdom that I can possibly offer you to put you in the space and the mindset of prosperity and abundance. And that is why I'm doing this, because I actually have. Thank you if you stuck around for this whole show. I didn't do my job because I am promoting a prosperity circle I'm doing for 6 weeks. That isn't why I'm doing this show. I got the message that people are starting to feel really restrictive and tight around money. That's why I'm doing this series. But I am offering a prosperity circle as a way to help alleviate that suffering. And so if you really, one thing I do magically is people get around me because I spend so much time thinking and talking and being with the energy of money, understanding it. I'm like my own little Napoleon Hill. Which just totally made me realize some things about myself, right? people always are like, oh my God, I'm around you, Amy, and I wind up making all this money. I'm around you, Amy, and I get it. Like, prosperity just comes from all different directions. Like, I make more money being around you. Like, it just happens. And when I say being around me energetically. So if you want to spend some time working on some stuff and you want to be in the energy and vibration of prosperity and you want it to just happen to you miraculously, then spend 6 weeks with me this summer. Information on the Prosperity Circle is on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Now I will say goodbye. Thank you for listening. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.